The Sunday Fun Day dances continue in our area coming up on October 12th. It'll be another fun day. And joining us in the studio, Colleen Pulvermacher. We'll also introduce you to Jane Lessler, who will be here to talk about dancing and what we've got going coming up in the community real soon. Well, it's only one half of the Colleen tandem today. How are you,
yes,
Colleen Pulvermacher?
Hi, Phil. Thanks so much for having us. We're happy to be here talking about dancing, one of the things that we love to do and happy to share in the community.
So you were here initially when you had the inaugural dance, and it
right.
seems like things have gone pretty well since that time.
They have gone well, yes. Yeah, there's some, we had good response to that. Everybody had a good time, and Jenna and Jody at the community center were all about helping us, you know, identify dates where we could make use of that facility and serve the community with a fun, free family activity.
Have you been surprised at the turnout? Because I understand people have been coming out of the weeds to show up.
I think, it has been a great turnout. You know, we just go with the flow because we were bringing in the musicians. We're going to have a good time. That was our mindset, and we moved forward with that, and it did turn out to be a really nice, really nice event. And shout out to, you know, people that brought residents from Pine Valley. That was really nice to truly include everybody in the community to come out and just enjoy an afternoon of being together in music and dance. And at the very last dance, Jane said, "Hey, could I call a dance?" And I said, let's find out. And so she did, and it went really well. And then she had an idea.
Well, I come from a background of international dancing, so, which includes American dancing and dancings from Eastern Europe, Western Europe, Scandinavia, the Middle East, all different parts of the world. And so in addition to the American kind of style or bluegrass style or those kinds of traditional folk tunes that you might find in Appalachia or in other areas of the United States that were being played at the dances that you had last year, I was wondering if we could add some of those international tunes and add some different kinds of dancing. And the Colleens were wonderful as far as even listening to me with this might sound like kind of a crazy idea. And said, sure, why not? And so I kind of volunteered myself into teaching some dances, and I dusted off my old equipment because I have an old but amazingly good shape variable speed record player and all kinds of recorded music that comes from all parts of the world that can be used for circle dances, couples dances, trios, squares, all different kinds of dancing for all different kinds of abilities, from, I don't know, kids that can walk or maybe be carried to through senior citizens and beyond. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's beyond senior citizens, but hey. Anyway, so for all different kinds of ages. So they graciously let me talk to them about it. And so the community center was marvelous and has set up not just an October date, but one in November and January, February, and March for the second Sundays. So that's what we're going to try and do.
Tell us about the record collection you have. Has this been kind of a lifetime hobby for you?
Well, I started dancing when I was about three, and I am not coordinated at all. But my father taught folk dancing, and he was very coordinated, and he was very patient. And so he taught children's dances to little kids, and then gradually, as I got older, he taught us dances that were more appropriate according to age. And a lot of the dancing that we did growing up was with families, which meant that you could have been a family of all adults, or a family with kids and adults, or a family that only one person happened to come. So family was a very, you know, stretched definition. But seeing the different ages and different kinds of people together was always a really important thing to him. And he started out just doing square dances. But then when he found out about international dances, he realized that he could include more people. So the more people he could include, he thought, the better. And so we kept collecting things. And at the time, we were living in Milwaukee County. And if you know the Milwaukee area, at least in that those days, it had lots of different ethnic neighborhoods. So we would go to the International Institute or to the Jewish Community Center or to Serbian bars on a Friday night where they were doing different kinds of dances. And he learned the dances in person. And then he also gradually bought more and more records. So I have some of his records that are... Oh, some of them are 78s, and I also have lots of 33s and some 45s that were from all different eras. And some of them are just novelty dances like the Hokey Pokey, but also always a crowd pleaser. And then some of them are Appalachian tunes. He went as far as Kentucky to get some of his dances. So I was so blessed to have that background. And folk dancing used to be much more common, especially in this part of the state, in the Ridgeway area near Dodgeville. There still is a wonderful place where they do lots of dancing, but it seems like I was surprised that some of the dances that I learned as a child are no longer taught, and I thought, wow, what a shame it would be to lose some of these because they're not terribly hard and they're a whole lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So just being able to share those with the community, just having an opportunity, it would be a thrill for me.
Sure.
It'll be a lot of fun. Can you give us some of the titles of the dances that you'll be calling on Sunday, perhaps?
Well, I wonder if anyone will know them, but I can certainly do one. A beautiful dance is called the Miserlou. It's a Greek dance. There's also a dance you can do to 12th Street Rag that some people might be familiar with. It was an old thing.
Dixieland song.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm trying to think. There are things to the Hills of Habersham. I don't know if you're familiar with that one. Mason's Apron.
I'm getting to learn
Ursko
a lot of
Kolo.
History.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
A lot of cultural
history. Some of the Kolos are amazing. They're circle dances that are done at weddings in, I believe it's Serbia and Croatia, and they're all joy. They're just total joy, and they're so simple. So it's really kind of fun to do that. Anyway, I don't know if that helps at all. Yeah, if you don't know the names of them, it doesn't mean anything to you, but they are from all parts of the world.
Yeah, growing up around here, too, you know, I was familiar, obviously, the polka, but,
yes.
You know, the Flying Dutchman and, you know, their reels and the schottisches and those kind of things. They were very popular depending on where you grew up.
Right. Well, there are I do have some reels, and there are some schottisch steps within some of those dances. So absolutely, there would be those kinds of rhythms that would be very familiar to people that grew up polkaing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some beautiful waltzes that you can do that are more traditional.
So would I need to bring a partner?
You do not. In fact, it's great if you bring a partner, but I would never expect you to be glued to one person anyway. So it's the idea is to mix around a little bit.
Sure.
You can come by yourself. You can come with 3-4 people.
Okay.
And you do not have to dance. No one's going to push you to you know, jump out. But, you know, we are hoping to offer enough variety that everyone can participate.
Sure.
Have you ever found somebody that you can't teach, though? Because I do have two left feet.
Oh gosh.
How do you get somebody?
Actually, I think we're in pretty good shape because I, as a person who has maybe 3 left feet, you know, can understand that. No, if you can count to about 4 or 5, you'll probably be all right. And
okay.
If not, remember, a lot of times you're holding hands and other people will help you along.
I see.
So, yeah. And a lot of times, the nice thing about international folk dancing is sometimes you don't even have to listen. You can just watch and participate that way.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things we do to dance to music, have evolved into things you can do actually sitting down. So to take a break every now and then, it's nice to rest. Mm-hmm. It's nice to enjoy music without having to go at breakneck speed all the time.
Right.
And so there's that as well. So I think you'd be okay, Phil. I think it's safe.
Okay.
Well.
But just sitting around and participating, that's a lot of fun, too. You can sing along if you want, right?
Absolutely. There are some that you can sing along to. Some of them have lyrics to them. So absolutely.
Right. So our dances are expanding.
Yeah.
Going kind of some new territory.
Yes.
We're stepping out.
Right. Right. Oh, my gosh.
Dance in terms.
That's the name of a dance.
Is
actually,
it?
Stepping out.
Stepping out is the name of a dance?
Yes, it is.
So trying something a little little bit different. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we hope that people can come and join us. And
absolutely.
October 12th from 1 until 3.
1 until 3.
At the community center.
Does it cost me anything?
Not just a smile.
A smile. Okay.
I can afford that. You must provide a smile as you enter the...
What about food and refreshments? Do you have anything this year for that?
We're not sure what we're going to do with that. I think if you really need a refreshment, you probably should bring some. We're thinking about at least maybe having water. But it's only 2 hours, okay, so right. We're not going to, you know, we'll see if we have a great demand for refreshments. Yeah. We might revisit that. But
yeah. Mm-hmm. And depending on how this dance goes, you mm-hmm. know, we'll inform how future dances go on if we... you know, expand the time or add right. in, you know, a concession stand. We're kind of just putting this together and going with it, see how it flies.
So, Jane, you'll be on the microphone and you'll be kind of instructing us what we should do next then, right?
Yes, I'll be on the microphone. And then when you get sick of hearing me talk, I'll be dancing with everyone too. So,
right. You have a whistle in case people aren't listening.
Oh.
Like an old Fayed class. I was
thinking Fayed class, Colleen. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I used to be a teacher. There are many ways to get people's attention. Yes, yeah.
But that is where I learned to square dance, as we did it in Fayed all those years ago.
We did too when I was a kid. Yeah, we did. And we did some of these very same folk dances when I was a kid. But not all people have had that experience. Right. If you didn't go to a certain kind of school or certain parts of the country, or if you're, imagine being younger, you know, you might not have had that experience. Yeah.
Right.
So. Yeah, so come with the open mind.
Yes.
Learn some new music, some new cultural things,
right.
you know, that will be new information for some people. So we all need a bright spot in our lives, I think.
We do.
Great. Because when you're dancing, I was thinking of this on my way over here, whether I'm in Barb Wentz's class, dance class at Simon's, or, you know, dancing at the community center. When you're dancing, you're counting, or at least I am, right, left, counting, you know, how many do we do going this way and that way, and everything else in my life, in my head, all the noise in the world just goes away briefly.
Right.
You know, you're just focused on the motion.
Physically and mentally.
And the joy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Most definitely. And I think, Jane, it's important that some of these dances survive, because they could be lost forever,
right.
you know,
right.
if you don't introduce them to another generation. Then, right?
Yeah, they're no good if no one's doing them. You know, they're just sitting on a shelf. It's lovely music, but if you find out what you can do to the music, it's even better. In fact, some of them, didn't I hear on the radio that you have a John Denver fan in your
life? I do, my wife.
Yes. Well, one of the Greek dances can be done to Garden Song.
Oh,
so we should probably see if I can find an old, I'm sure there's an old copy of Garden Song by John Denver lying around.
We can probably find you one.
There you go.
Long ago in a basement, the basement gym at Viterbo College, back in the... many years ago, I was doing a shoddish, and one of the guys in that quadrant of people became my husband.
Oh, so. Dangerous. You never know what can happen.
You met at a dance. Sounds like a song.
That's great.
42 years later.
Wow.
Success story. Well, the Fun Day Dance coming up on Sunday, October 12th. We hope a lot of people will just be a part of that. Fun is the key, right?
It is.
No pressure.
No.
Right.
No pressure.
And the Hokey Pokey, right? You might
do it. The Hokey Pokey. That I have to put that on now that I've announced it. I mean, that's the way it is now.
Yeah.
I was addicted to that once, but I turned myself around. So. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very
nice
much.
Nice to meet you, Jane.
Appreciate
you bet.
It. Yes.
Jane Lessler and Colleen Pulvermacher. We hope a lot of folks will stop by coming up Sunday. That's October 12th for the Fun Day Dance this fall.